Average Network Short Subject 47 takes us to the Batcave of Count Richard Cheney, Vice President of the Known World, and the hideous vampire at the heart of the administration. Here we find the V-POTUS, his evil assistant Rumsfeld, White House political advisor Karl Rove, Deputy Secretary of State Dick Armitage, and the head of Dr. Henry Kissinger in deep discussion.
He came off the stage, we had to ring him out. It was even worse than his last UN appearance.
Fortunately, his head always looks dry. We fill him with Gatorade afterwards, and after a candy bar or two, he's usually fine.
And Carl, so far the press has obediently avoided serious analysis of his thoughts.
But the numbers are not good, Richard. He did exactly what you instructed him to do. He never said much of anything that wasn't a paraphrase from his speeches, and you are the one who always wanted a front man with almost no imagination.
Got to admit it, Henry. He found one.
It has not been a completely painless experience, Armitage.
Now, Henry.
Carl, for all your machinations, George's numbers keep slipping. He's barely even nationwide, and the elect could collapse even before the election. We are running low on reliable voting blocks.
No matter what Bartlett and Hughes think, we can't rely exclusively on evangelicals.
Even some of the evangelicals have turned on us, and the black churches are deserting us in droves.
We gave them Rice and Powell. What more do they want?
But you don't like Colin Dick, and don't think he doesn't know that.
Armitage, I could not possibly care less what Colin thinks. He does a passable job.
You know, it's difficult to deal with your attitude. It would really help if you liked George just a little.
And how exactly should a vampire warm up to an intellectually lazy born-again, those people?
Christians?
Armitage, I've asked you not to use that word.
Sorry, Dick. Look, what have you got up your sleeve for Iraq, anyway?
Against my better judgment, we will be withdrawing after the January elections.
So we're just going to write the place off? Iyad's going to be plenty bugged.
Well, perhaps it's a bit callous, but he should really get used to it. We've given him a choice of security personnel from several lovely American firms.
They must be good. They're very expensive.
Precisely.
It's probably not such a bad idea. George is losing patience with all those foreign names.
So as soon as the January election goes down, we cut and run?
That's a bit harsh, Richard. Actually, it shall be a strategic withdrawal, partly to Afghanistan. We need to protect our investments.
Speaking of investments, you are prepared for Tuesday, Richard.
My discussion with the trial lawyer. Yes, it shall be difficult. My spies inform me that Edwards will not be easy.
Lieberman made you look human.
I've never understood how he managed that.
It isn't as though I never was human, Henry. It has been 200 years, but still...
We're teaching Master to tell non-violent jokes and friendly stories. It isn't really working that well.
I find them a bit bland.
Richard, it's only for another month.
Think what we had to go through to make George as presentable as he was.
Carl, that's not really a great example, is
it? Consider what he'd have been like without the training session.
Great snakes. You know, Henry, perhaps we could have done better with Dan Quayle.
Better? Aside from Quayle being about as folksy as Paris Hilton, what makes you think better?
He's smarter than George. My pet spider, Osgood, is smarter than George.
You have to remember, George isn't stupid. He's intellectually lazy.
What's the difference?
George could be smart, but he chooses not to.
Oh, that's a... pretty reassuring. No, it isn't, actually. Oh, boy.
Average Network Short Subject 47, Post-Debate Gate, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Celebrity impersonations should always be sanded thoroughly before applying a primer coat. After paint is applied, celebrity impersonations should be stored until fully cured and hard. This is Pablo Tieflies, and the Average Network appreciates your kind attention and loves what you've done with your hair. Stay tuned!